Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Welcome to The Froth, a place to let your brain slip into something more comfortable, a spa break for the mind, far away from the relentless, depressing, serious news cycle. Are you sitting frothily? Then we'll begin.
I'm comedian husband Rod Gilbert.
I'm comedy writer wife Shan Harris.
That's Rosie, a dog. And this is...
The Froth.
This episode of The Froth was recorded during the coronavirus lockdown. Sean and I are in our basement in London, and our special guest co-host this week, Barry Castagnola, joins us on Skype. Be warned, there is some occasional fruity language and content. The Froth headlines this week. New podcast, The Froth, launches to complete indifference. Two birds with one boot. Rod nearly kills two owls with a single throw of a Wellington boot. A nation rejoices as former F1 Supremo Bernie Eccleston set to become a father again at 89.
Oh shit, I've lost the page.
The shame is that people can't see you doing the sound effect.
I know, it's this so is amazing. Funny.
Really intense.
Because his bum is worth it, Brad Pitt's arse in makeup shocker, allegedly. Josh Widdicombe tells us a vomit-inducing tale of sickly sweetness, and listeners can't believe their ears. Foot loose and fancy free. Oh, that's a sound effect in the middle of a headline, sorry. Foot loose and fancy free, TV's Lorraine Kelly ditches her high heels, allegedly. Bum and bummer. Sean is stunned when Barry's bum doubles for another bum in stunt bum double bum stunner.
What?
That's a good one. That was a good one.
That was a good one. It's true.
What?
You were stunned when Barry talks about his bum being a stunt bum.
But that was in the future.
That's
was in the future. This is amazing.
Oh, yeah. It's all coming up in the episode. Prepare to be stunned by Barry's stunt bum bubble dum stunner. You can't get bummer than a stunt bum stunner.
We're the ones who bump.
And Rod. And finally, Rod accidentally replies to next door neighbour's message regarding shopping for elderly neighbour with XXX rated WhatsApp message. And those are the Froth headlines.
I like that. I like when you said I'm gonna do some sound effects for these headlines, and you're going, they're all gonna be coffee ones. I didn't realise it was just gonna be you with your shoulders tensed up, stirring or slurping. Yeah, that was it.
To be honest with you, when I put on my thing, coffee SFX, which is sound effects, I did think I'd have more than those two. But then when you've actually just got an empty cup in front of you and a spoon,
when you think about it,
it's very hard. I'd say what I should have done.
Filled it with coffee?
No.
Look, Brad, look at that.
Well, I'll tell you what, in all fairness, your slurp miming, or slurp acting was
quite good.
It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah, but what I should have done is this.
Well,
that would have
pretended to be a windy night outside a cabin.
Yeah, that should have been.
I mean, I'll be honest, most people would probably go to like either a BBC sound effects record or look online in this day and age and
why
actually find windy sound
money?
Effects.
Why pay the money, Barry?
Yeah, you're quite right. When you've got an empty coffee cup and a mouth.
Exactly. All they'll have done in the BBC sound effects department is got somebody like me to go...
That's true, actually.
That's all they've done.
But somebody like you from the 40s.
Yeah. Right. Listen, the sound effects are, just for those of us, we're starting the show, this is the first ever podcast, the sound effects will be, they're all coffee-based for the froth, in case you haven't worked it out.
All two of them.
Hey, shush now, I'm doing them clean. Let's get them, let's
they're
get them
all
clean.
Coffee-based.
Let's get them clean. Stirring. Slurping. Frothing. I can't think of anything else.
I mean, the fact that you're having to say what they are after you do them isn't
good. Oh, wait, I've got one more. Just a coffee, please. Let's get those clean.
I'll be the barista in that role play. Latte for Rodri.
Oh, Baz, get the name wrong.
Wouldn't you? Do you ever give him a fake name?
Like,
go for like a Marmaduke or something.
My old driver, Rick, who's a bit of a geezer from Newport in South East Wales. He's a bit of a character.
He's a bit of a life. He's a brilliant character.
And a bit of a life. When he used to drive me around, we were on tour and stuff like that, he's always against the man. He's like trade unionist, but he was always against the man. And he's quite suspicious. He's always in trouble. He used to be a bouncer.
We once went to a wedding. Rod got a lift from him to my friend's wedding. Beautiful, gorgeous wedding on a farm. Rick went, yeah, I'll see you in a bit, mate, with a sack and went poaching.
Yeah, that's right. He drove me to the wedding. I got off near the welly throw-in and they had an owl stand where you could see the owls and things. It was all in a field, all celebrations, all bunting, all homemade cider.
They had an owl display at their wedding.
Yeah, Rod nearly killed an owl.
I nearly killed an owl. It's their fault of putting the welly throw-in next to the owls.
Barry, we've got such a good photograph of Rod... mid-swing, and then Rod's reaction as he realises where the welly is going.
Yeah. And then we got a video of the owl's head rotating 180 as he watches the welly go past him. It is unbelievable. It went in, there was two owls on perches, a metre apart, the welly went through the middle of them. Through the middle of them. Do you know that scene in Dumb and Dumber where they kill that really rare owl at the end with the...
Oh, yeah.
It was exactly like that, except it went between the two owls, the welly. I mean, who puts the welly throwing next to the owl stand? Anyway, Rick
Bad
went,
logistics.
Rick, my old driver, went. He dropped me off and he went, I'm just going poaching on their land for a couple of hours and I'll pick you up at four.
What did he get? What did he manage? What did he poach?
What was in the sack at the end?
He didn't get anything. He's not very good. But the point is, we went for a coffee... We stopped in the services for a coffee. The barista said to Rick, she said, he ordered the coffee. She goes, what's your name? And he went berserk. He's like, what the fuck do you want to know that for? What's she asking you that? What's your what's my name? I think he gave a false name. That's how dodgy Rick was. I've texted him to see if he's available, so we'll see if we can get hold of him, but he's definitely not going to have Zoom or any of these kinds of things, or Skype or anything, which is how we are generally contacting people during the coronavirus.
The which means he's getting back to us.
He's getting back to us from his...
This is exciting.
From his off-grid bunker.
Yes, mate.
Covered in leaves outside. He's probably in a wood outside Newport somewhere, I imagine. Yes, mate. He's available. So I don't know if he caught anything that day. I probably came closer to killing an animal than he did, to be honest. Let's find out what he did on his poaching trip that day. It's ringing.
Hello, Rick.
Hi, Rick, how are you doing?
Hi, Rick.
Hi, 2 seconds.
Hey, thanks for taking our call, Rick.
That's all right, mate.
I don't know if you remember, the reason we're ringing, do you remember dropping me at a farm... I think it was in North Wales for a wedding.
The wedding, wasn't it? Yeah, I can remember. Outdoors, nice sunny day. You and Sharon, I thought, have wandered around, looking around the place.
Rick, yeah, what else were you doing when you were looking around?
Well, I went down to the stream and I was looking at the animals and chucking a welly and nearly taking out the local owl sanctuary.
Do you remember that?
Yeah, you can't remember that, can you? I can remember four or five owls on pages, and it was like a, must have been like a owl sanctuary type thing, and then they were having a throw the welly contest, and you threw it, and it went in the opposite direction to where you threw it, and nearly took out the owl.
We're convinced that you dropped us off and then you went poaching, is that fair?
No, I remember saying you were going to go and have a look in the stream and take the trout. And I was not really poaching. I was just, I wanted to have a look if there was trout in the stream.
Did you manage to tickle any? Did you get any trout that day?
No, I don't think so. And if I had, you wouldn't have probably let me have them in the van, would you?
No, that's a good point, actually. I don't want to drive back from North Wales on a hot day with trout in the back of the van, mate. Do you remember, Rick, that you never used to like giving your name to the people in the coffee shops when they ask you for your name to put on the side of the cup?
Yes, I'm exactly the same today. Well, more so, I don't use Starbucks anymore. Because my argument is, Rod, you want me to have my name on the side of a cup that can't be recycled. It's got a plastic fucking top. Just because you got your name on your lapel, I don't need to be on first in terms to order a large mocha with whipped cream or a latte. Go on.
Would you let Costa write your name on the side of the cup?
No, but I fuck.
Episode one of The Froth. Everybody excited?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just in the middle of a drink. Yep. Everyone
couldn't
excited?
Couldn't sleep last night. It was like Christmas.
Okay. Well, talking of Christmas, actually, this has nothing to do with... Who likes Bernie Eccleston?
Me.
Do you?
Barry?
No, I'm not a fan.
I'm not 100% sure who he is.
He is the former F1 Supremo.
What do you mean?
Well, do those words mean anything? Former Formula One chief Bernie Eccleston is due to become a father for the fourth time with his wife Fabiana Flosi. The billionaire will welcome his first son. I wonder what first attracted Fabiana Flosi to the billionaire. Not my joke.
His age.
Mrs. Merton, R.I.P. Carolina Hearn. The billionaire will welcome his first son this summer, despite already having 5 grandchildren. Eccleston will be 90 in October, but German newspaper Blick reports that he will now give his 3 daughters a brother. It's a lovely story, this. His eldest daughter, Deborah, whom he had with his first wife, is now 65.
65?
Yeah, there is an age gap there. There is definitely an age gap. His oldest child is 65.
Imagine having a brother that's 64 years younger than you. A brother.
Imagine having a brother that's 64 years younger. I mean, yeah, I mean, that
you're
is...
You're closest, kids.
It's such a difficult age gap, isn't it?
It's such a difficult age. I mean, what can they do together they enjoy? Like, mushed up food? You know.
They can share food. Now, don't be ageist.
What? I'm not.
It is an age gap. My brother was 6 years older than me, and we did sort of drift apart in secondary school. They might find the same. Because of course, when he comes to do his GCSEs, mm-hmm. of course, Ivy, his sister, will be...
Ivy?
She will be 80 that year.
Ivy. Oh.
I, for one, just want to say congratulations to Bernie and Fabiana on the wonderful news. Wonderful, wonderful news. And also a happy 90th for later in the year. You're listening to The Froth. The big news is this week is that is, where's my phone? Rod accidentally replies to neighbour's WhatsApp message regarding shopping for elderly neighbour with completely inappropriate XXX rated video.
I love the sound of this.
We are on lockdown, right? As everybody is, we are on lockdown, but we're in a lovely street. Our neighbours are lovely. And the lady next to us, who is, of a certain age, sort of retired lady, lovely, makes us curries. Passed me through the fence the other day, passed me a bit of, I don't know if this is allowed, passed me a bit of Madeira cake.
She threw it, didn't she?
She threw it over the fence.
She threw a piece of cake over the fence.
Wrapped in cling film. We disinfected it, washed our hands. Lovely. Ate it. Anyway, we all look out for each other, and there's an elderly gentleman who lives on the end of the street who we're all looking out for. We're all shopping for him, taking his meds. He's been in bed for the last few weeks. He hasn't been very well. Everyone's looking out for him, it's all very nice. And then we are also, by the way, in our street in a WhatsApp message, a WhatsApp group, a big group. There's about 7 or 8 of us families in this WhatsApp group. And we send each other little jokes and memes and things and forward things off the internet. Anyway, this is from my neighbour. I'll change the names.
You're going to love this, Barry.
So let's call her...
Denise.
Okay.
And we'll call the elderly gentleman who everybody's looking out for. He's in his 80s, lives alone, Everyone's shopping for him, making sure he's okay. We ring him every day. Let's call him... Oh, God, I can't think of a name.
Well, it could be any name in the world, couldn't it? Apart from,
I know,
any
that's the problem.
Yeah, basically, go for anything that isn't his. You should be right.
Yeah, Paul.
Paul. Good. Yeah, Paul will do. Good morning, Rod. This is from Denise, my neighbour, next door neighbour. Would you just check with Paul about his shopping today? When I spoke to him last night, he said he was fine and that a neighbour in such and such a street was fetching him a hot meal this evening. He might not need anything. Hope all is well with you. You got that?
Yeah, got that.
Right. That is what she said.
I'm listening, yeah.
Okay. I'm going to hold it up and just show you my response.
Oh,
I sent that to her and her alone, not the WhatsApp group, just to my elderly neighbour.
Say what you said.
Just that mess, that triple X rated.
Say what you said first.
What?
But she sent you that lovely long message about looking out for him.
Oh, yeah, I did. I put, oh, okay, sure. And then I sent that.
How quick did you realise?
Almost immediately. This is what happened. I'll talk you through it. I mean, this is think of the most inappropriate thing you could send a lovely, sweet, next-door neighbour old lady who on the weekend gave you some Madeira cake. Think of the most inappropriate filth, the most inappropriate, offensive thing you could send them.
Could we at least just explain to people that it was a meme?
No,
where someone
no, you can't, Barry.
No.
You can't. You can't explain to them anything. It was a meme. It was inappropriate.
It's very inappropriate.
An elderly neighbour asks you about another elderly neighbour's shopping.
Another elderly neighbour.
How old is she, by the way?
About 70.
70. So she is 70 and she's asking us to look... she's asking us to look out to look out for an 83-year-old. And Rod's gone, yeah, sure. And then has sent that.
Yeah, sure. I will look out for Paul shopping. In the meantime, do you want to see a picture of this massive?
Oh my God!
I mean, I will do the shopping for Paul, but just have a quick look at this. Oh, this massive picture.
Do you think that's
just? Can I just get your reaction to this before I do the shopping? Because.
You're in the shop, in the queue, waiting, and you just think, yeah, I just said this.
I know who will like this.
Oh.
I think my thinking went like this. I thought, oh, that's quite funny. I might send that to the group, to our street WhatsApp group. And then I thought, oh, no, I won't, because Denise was in that group and she'd be offended by that. So therefore, in my head, Denise's name is there. So I sent it just to her.
Oh, bad.
Oh, wow.
Oh, my God.
It's a private filth.
Oh, my God. Can you imagine being a 70-year-old woman asking about your vulnerable neighbour and you just get that back?
Well, she won't ask you again.
No, that's true. I got her off my case. Just a coffee, please. And, hey, I tell you all know about WhatsApp stories.
Yeah? Who?
Do you remember Barry and Sian? I organised a charity gig for Valindra, the cancer charity, down in Cardiff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
A year or two ago, yeah. With John Bishop and Greg and everything. Josh Widdicombe was on the bill, and he did a load of stuff about WhatsApp. He's the perfect person to ring about this WhatsApp story. Or as my dad calls it, my 88-year-old dad in lockdown, in a home, big shout out, wash up. Your brother's been trying to get hold of you on wash up.
he says you
must answer your wash up.
It is what he
brother's,
says.
Your brother's in Spain, he's in lockdown in a flat with a kid, they got no guard, and he's trying to contact you on wash up, and then you must answer him on wash up.
Such a sweet name for him. Wash up.
Yeah. Right, let's give Josh a ring. He knows about WhatsApp. He's down with the kids, isn't he? He's a millennial. The reason we want to speak to you is, do you know that charity gig you very kindly helped me out for down in Cardiff? I was rushing around backstage doing organising, and I could hear you were doing stuff about WhatsApp, but I couldn't hear what it was. But I had a WhatsApp disaster this week, so I thought of you.
Yes. When I was at university, I got a text from my flatmate
that he'd meant to send to his girlfriend.
Oh,
and
God.
It was so mortifying that I've remembered it word for the rest of my life. And it was... So he'd obviously just called her and she hadn't picked up. So his text was, just wanted to give you a snuggle call.
God, that's bad enough.
Hope you're having a snunky time. S, which was spelled S-N-U-N-K-Y. Snunky time. And then it finished, Munker loves monkey.
Oh, God.
I mean, to be fair, we all do this kind of thing.
Oh, yes. That's pretty bad.
This is like the modern technology version. In the old days, the worst thing that used to happen to you was you'd be in school and you'd call a dinner lady mum.
Yeah. Oh, God, the shame.
That was the low-tech version.
White hot shame.
Go on, take me through it then.
I've just sent you... Right? I've just sent you a screen grab of my lovely 70-year-old neighbour. So I've just sent you a message from my neighbour next door about this gentleman.
Okay.
I'm sending my reply now.
Okay.
So you can see the end of her message.
I'm excited about this.
You can see the end of her message and then you can see my reply.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no.
Oh, God, have I sent it to her again?
No!
No, no,
have
no,
you?
No, wait.
God.
Oh, God, heart in my mouth.
Oh, my... That can't be real.
I swear to...
That can't be real.
But it sort of sums up the whole... It sums up the whole lockdown thing, really, doesn't it? Like, there's
no.
two... It does. There's two things happening on this lockdown. Two things happening on this lockdown. One is that everyone's looking out for each other and being really kind. And the other one is everyone's sending each other filth and smut and memes and jokes on WhatsApp. And I just got the two confused.
Well, you just merged the two.
Can I just also say that I think it's quite rude that you took until 11:05 in the morning to reply to your neighbour after she texted you at 7:30 in the morning.
Yeah, to be fair, though, that was when I woke up.
But it looks like you've taken 4 hours to think about your answer and then said that.
You can delete a WhatsApp message, Rod.
You can,
what?
Actually. Yeah, you can.
Yeah. You're joking.
Yeah, yeah, I'm amazed you've just left it up there.
I'm like... She hasn't even replied. This is 4 days ago.
Well, she...
I didn't... How do you delete it?
You just edit...
What?
And then a little bin motif.
You knew this?
Yeah.
Damn you, twat.
I'm enjoying it too much.
Did you know that, Barry?
Yeah.
Everyone knows it.
Fuck's sake.
And there's also an option where you delete from all. So you can delete it from you and just or from everyone in the conversation.
There's only us two in the conversation.
I know.
It's not really a conversation anymore, to be honest with you. Somebody killed it.
There's no point in deleting it, because if you look at it, it's got the two blue ticks.
Yeah,
so she has viewed it.
That means she's seen it?
Yeah.
Oh, so you can only delete it before they see it?
No, you can delete it, but you can't delete it from her mind. It's not Men in Black.
I can. I said, she's elderly, mate. I'll just persuade her she's going mad. Gaslighting. Bit of gaslighting, they call it. What are you talking about? What WhatsApp? I'm not even on WhatsApp.
Oh, my God.
Is there a chance that she's so kind of old and nice that she's not going to get it?
Oh, no, she'll get it.
All right.
That is wishful thinking, mate. That is really
She's gone
wishful
old.
Thinking.
What a great recommendation. I've not seen Sausage Party.
A lot can happen in 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Does your head feel like roadkill? Sit back, relax, and let us scrape it off the ground and restore it to its former glory.
So, we're going to have listener features on this podcast. We will be encouraging listener features. The first feature will be, well, they're all based around The Froth. The name of the podcast is The Froth. We got the first feature will be Dave Lee Froth, which is...
What does he do?
What do you mean?
Who does What's... What is it? What?
Uh-oh.
What?
Uh-oh, Sean doesn't know who Dave Lee Froth is.
No, I do, but I mean, what does he do on the show?
Okay, I mean, this is bullying, but okay, what do you do?
What do you mean, bullying?
Well, watch this, I'm going to bully you. Stand back, Barry.
Okay, I'm not getting involved. Yeah.
Do you mean Dave Lee Travis?
It's based on The Froth. This podcast is called The Froth.
I know.
Right, okay.
Right.
Have you ever heard of anybody called something like, a bit like Dave Lee Froth?
No.
Okay, so nothing springs to mind there at all.
Dave Lee Roth.
Barry. What about Barry? Oh, hang on. What?
Dave Lee Roth.
Oh.
Oh, now we're getting somewhere.
Hang on a minute.
I'm not getting involved.
You are.
Barry, that was involvement.
You are getting involved, Barry.
I've withdrawn my involvement.
You are involved, Barry. Okay,
I don't want to be associated with this bullying.
I'm going to set a boundary.
No.
I am.
No, you can't.
I am. I've had
counselling. You can't. It is never the bully... as in double E on the end, that sets the boundary. It's always the bully with a Y.
Well, I'm sorry, I'm not playing.
In this scenario, I am the bully.
I'm not playing.
Sean, you don't get a chance. Fight back. I've heard.
You can't.
Fight back when with bullies and they don't pick on you anymore.
when you're getting bullied. No, that's nonsense.
I refuse to be bullied.
When anybody says, just punch the bully back in the face, that never ends well.
Bullying is a sign that something is wrong at home.
Huh?
Bullying is a sign that something is...
This is our home and something is very wrong. You don't know who the fuck Dave Lee Froth is.
I do.
Roth.
Hang on, Dave Lee Froth.
Dave Lee Roth is a singer.
Oh!
Like an 80s singer.
Oh, that's good though.
Yeah. Do you know how I know?
Name the band?
They talk about him in the Wedding Singer.
Oh, is that how you know it? An Adam Sandler film?
Yeah.
Jeepers.
I'm too young.
You know who Dave Lee Roth is, right, Barry?
I'm pretty sure I do. I'm 90,
go on.
95%.
Okay, it's your time to answer. It's your time to shine.
He was in, I believe... He was in a band, and I think he was in... I think it was Van Halen. It was either someone...
Absolutely right.
No, it's like old people's chat.
Yeah, this is old people's
chat.
Isn't
it? Yeah. But it's like the chart show.
Well, it depends how old. I mean, your grandfather wouldn't have gone for this.
He would. He'd definitely know who Dave Lee Froth was.
He wouldn't. He definitely wouldn't know who Dave Lee Froth was. In fact, unless he was a farmer that lived 4 miles in a radius of Crummich, he wouldn't have known him. I tell you what, this really quick explanation of the features is going really well.
Is it?
There's 20 features like this. So... That's 19 minutes taken up with Dave Lee Froth feature.
Right.
And we don't even know what it is yet. Do you want to hear what it is?
Mm.
Well, Dave Lee Roth, notorious hellraiser. Lee Froth, the feature for us, for listeners to get in touch via social media, on the website, straight to the show, whatever, the Froth podcast, they can get in touch. Tales of debauchery. Everyone loves a tale of debauchery. I want to hear them under the title Dave Lee Froth.
Nice.
Well, the second feature is... Frost the matter you, hey, got no respect, hey, why are you looking so sad, hey, it's not so bad.
I get this.
Yeah, okay, this shouldn't take long to explain.
No.
Right, let's start at the beginning.
Joe Dolce.
I don't know their names.
Well, you've just heard it there, Joe Dolce.
What's the matter you,
hey,
got no respect.
Hey, yeah, that is the
why
feature.
I find that song offensive to my people.
Yeah, Castagnola, you would to the Italians.
Although
the Italians love it, and it is almost their national anthem.
I'll be the judge of that.
Joe Dolce, Shut Up In Your Face, which kept Vienna Ultravox off the number one spot. Anyway, so that feature is Froth's the Matter You. Hey, got to know respect. Hey, why are you looking so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad. Now then, the feature is about what has made listeners sad this week.
Right.
You can get in touch with At The Froth Podcast on social media. Dave Lee Froth is Tales of Debauchery. Froth's the Matter You. Hey, got no respect. Hey, why are you looking so sad? Hey, it's a not so bad.
Can I just say...
I will not accept abbreviated at any point.
Froth the Magic Dragon.
If that's the second
Froth's
one.
Froth's the Magic Dragon?
Yeah, yeah.
Give me a pen. We haven't even got that feature
where
yet.
Where we get, I don't know... Huh? What, hallucinations or big, like, dreams?
Look, we can sort out what it's about later.
Okay.
Jot it down.
Right.
Froth the Magic Dragon.
Froth.
Right.
On the one hand, it seems like the name's the most important thing. On the other, if...
It is, definitely.
If Froth's the Matter You is the second feature, I can't wait to hear when you start getting down to, like, 7,
no.
8, 9.
Well, for Best Correspondence of the Week. Best Correspondence of the Week. Have a guess what that's called?
Yeah, give us a clue. Well, it would be to do with the word froth.
Scotland.
Obviously.
Scotland. It's got the word froth in it. Think Scotland.
Froth. The fourth bridge. Froth bridge.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fourth. Fourth.
Yeah. The Firth of Froth.
I mean, I never would have got that.
No.
Hey. What's this? What's this Scottish people phone in?
It's the Firth of Froth.
You just
the best
like...
correspondence of the week. It doesn't have to be Scottish correspondence. Any correspondence.
You just sound like you got a lisp. Yeah.
Firth of Froth.
Right.
Froth ups.
Right.
Obviously, listener gaffes. Any mistake? Howler. Inappropriate comment, perhaps.
Obviously.
Obviously. So, my froth ups.
So, for example, my WhatsApp message to our lovely neighbour, where I WhatsApped her a message with absolute filth in it, would fit in the froth ups section.
I'm confused.
Yeah, okay. Well, it gets more confusing. Touching froth.
Oh, I know. Bad weather.
No.
From the past.
No.
Getting caught short going to the toilet.
No.
Not wearing gloves.
No. Touching froth is, and we're covering all the emotional bases.
Light-hearted stuff.
Touching froth, no.
Oh, what a touching story. A story that's touching.
What has touched you this week? You know,
okay.
Emotionally. Yeah. What has spoken to you? What has really reached out and grabbed you by the heart strings?
Tell us and we'll ridicule it for comedy.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. That is the plan for that one. For froth's sake.
Oh, something that's frustrated you.
Frustrated you. A disappointing or frustrating event. Froth the love of God.
Again, being annoyed or something?
Yes, that's where we get annoyed with a listener. So that's the so that's the worst correspondence of the week.
Worst
correspondence of the week is froth the love of God. Oh, froth the, you know when you get an email from a listener and you go, froth the love of God.
Oh, yeah, I know that.
Frothing at the mouth?
Not just
rabies.
Frustrated, but angry.
Really angry.
A
what has got listeners angry this week? What has got them ranting? Frothing at the mouth. Pull the frother one.
Jokes?
No. Oh, pull the frother one.
Yeah, jokes.
That's something you don't believe.
Exactly, Barry. It's a story that we, the host of the show, do not believe.
Right.
So sometimes people write into shows and you go, bollocks.
Right.
That is just a lie.
I mean, there's massive overlap here. Massive.
Get out of my audio site. There is massive overlap. Almost all of them are exactly the same, really.
I'm so confused.
Pull the frother one. What unbelievable rumours or stories have they heard? Or things that we, the host, don't believe? So, can go either way, that one. Froth in hell.
Oh, my God. Right. It's enough. That's enough.
Yeah, it's just one that gets us even angrier than the other ones.
Okay.
I think that's about it at the moment.
Yeah.
But look, we'll throw those out there and see how we get on.
I'm so confused. So just get in touch.
Whatever you're feeling.
Anything
get
you want
to
say.
Get in touch, I'll stick it in a category.
We'll
how simple can it be?
We'll do the admin.
We'll
don't
do
worry
the admin.
About it.
You just get angry, sad, touched, emotional, frustrated. Anything.
Mess up.
Be good, be bad.
Yeah.
Anything. Mess something up. Gaff something.
Debauchery.
Debauchery. Yeah. Debauch something.
Yeah.
Send it in. Sean will...
I'm not doing it. Oh, good luck.
Sean will analyse it. And then put it into a pile.
Put them into a category, probably three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
At the Froth Podcast.
Okay.
Oh, no, is it? Yeah, is that it?
Yeah.
I don't know.
That's the one.
Well, that was a froth up.
Oh, is well it, done. You're getting to grips with
is
it.
Is that the Froth
Frothy
Podcast?
Froth now.
Is it at the Froth? That's wound you up, Barry, I can tell.
Froth now.
Yeah, but at what level of wound up is Barry?
Oh, Sean's confused. She must be in the... Oh, we haven't got one for confused.
Frothalicious.
We haven't got one for confused. I just realised...
Pull the frother one.
Yeah. Pull the frother one. No, hang on a minute. Pull the frother one is when you don't believe something.
Yeah. Yeah,
you did believe what she said.
I didn't
you
believe frothalicious. She just added
frothalicious
that.
Frothalicious is
oh,
nonsense.
Didn't you? All right. Right. I'm so confused now. The only thing is now we haven't got one for... what was the thing you just said that we haven't got one for?
Frothalicious.
No, the confused for confusion.
Being confused, yeah. Wait,
Barry, you're the producer. Jot this down. We haven't got one for confusion.
All right, confused.
Okay. Froth. That's all we need. I think we're there then.
I put confused brackets, froth pun.
Yeah. I think we're there on features then, once we get that.
Frothing to see here. Nothing to see here.
Yeah, and that's a feature for what, blind people?
Yes. Or you know, just non-stories.
That's froth of the week.
Yeah.
That's a completely different feature. That's not a listener feature. That is a feature devised by the host's Froth of the Week, i.e. me. I do Froth of the Week. I pitch three frothy, very frothy stories, non-stories, to you.
Right.
And you decide on which one is the frothiest of the frothy stories.
Okay.
That is not a listener feature. These are exclusively listener features. Right. So there it is again. Dave Lee Froth, for froth's sake, froth the love of God, froth in hell, firth of froth, froth ups, pull the froth of one, froth under the mouth, touching froth, and frost the matter you, hey, got no respect, hey, why you looking so sad, hey, it's not so bad. So just get in touch with any of those.
I've got one more. Again, I'll be honest.
I'm not sure we need another one.
It's a...
We've got 47. I think we're all right.
Okay. Right.
Oh, Barry, I want to hear it.
I want to know what it is now.
Okay.
Oh, hang on a minute. I'm really curious, but we haven't got a curious feature. Can you jot that down as well? We need a curious
feature. Stop making people jot things down.
I can't help it. I haven't got a pen.
Well, neither have I. Barry.
I've written it down.
You have got a pen, have you?
Yeah, I've got confused and curious.
What was yours?
Mine was frothing ventured, frothing gained.
That's really good.
Oh, that's
good.
Nice.
That's really good.
That's nice.
I don't know what it means, but...
Well, you do know what it means.
I know what it actually means, but I don't know what the feature is.
Risks that people have taken.
There you go.
Things where people have taken a risk and it paid off.
Frothing ventured, frothing gained.
That's it. I think we're there on features there now. That's it, I think.
Yeah, hopefully.
Are we happy with that?
Yeah.
Over the moon.
Yeah, okay. We should have recorded some of those. It's time for Froth of the Week. Froth of the Week, I give you three frothy stories. You have to pick which one's frothiest.
Okay.
The frothiest of three.
Okay.
The frothiest of three frothy stories.
Stop, please stop doing that.
And it's really hard. You try saying the frothiest of three frothy...
I don't want to, I'm covered you try in your saying, saliva.
Come on. You try saying the frothiest of three frothy stories.
The frothiest of three frothy stories.
Only just. And you lift, but on the end.
Yeah, that was intentional.
Right, frothy story number one.
Okay, go
Brad Pitt's makeup artist applied foundation to his bum.
Yes.
On Legends of the Fall set. So Brad Pitt has foundation on his bottom.
Right.
Makeup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Frothy story number two. Lorraine Kelly has ditched her usual high heels to present Good Morning Britain. Third frothy story. Ed Sheeran really likes tomato ketchup.
Yep. Okay. Give us the Lorraine one.
Lorraine one?
Yeah.
Lorraine Kelly is doing a fabulous job, it says here, presenting on Good Morning Britain every morning. And since apparently since the lockdown, she's realised that she can go barefoot under the desk. She doesn't need to wear her high heels. As the camera panned around on Thursday, viewers could see that Lorraine had decided to leave her usual heels in the wardrobe. And who can blame her, it says.
Terrible story. So there we go.
That's one story. Well, Brad Pitt on Legends of the Fall, he's revealed that his makeup artist ended up applying foundation to his bottom.
Yep.
This is in 1994.
I once was a bum stunt double for Dave Lamb, the man who does the voiceover.
Your life,
on,
Barry, honestly.
Come Dine With Me.
So showbiz.
I know Dave Lamb.
Yeah, I was Dave Lamb's bum double in a sketch show called Comedy Nation.
Right. I was just about to say, why do you need a bum?
He wouldn't bear his bum. So,
but wait a minute. Most people know Dave Lamb because of the voiceover on Come Dine With Me, which is very good. But nobody knows what his bottom looks like.
Well...
So why do you need a bum?
And they don't after I doubled for him either, because it was my bum.
Do you know if your bum looks like his bum, though?
Yeah. Are you the same height?
I never actually saw his bum. It was just...
But do you think they tried to match... Normally with a double, with a stunt double, you try and get somebody who's the same height. Like if Tom Cruise is running down the street and then an explosion goes off, they get somebody who looks a bit like Tom Cruise, the same height, same haircut. Do you know if your bum looks like Dave Lamb's bum?
I have no idea. They just needed a shot of a bum and Muggins here decided to do it, not realising I should have been paid extra for nudity from the BBC. But just quickly, talking, just very quickly, talking to stuntmen.
Oh no! Don't move off bums yet. I'm not ready. I need to hear more about your bum and Dave Lamb's bum. I think what we should try and do: we get him on Skype, we see his ass, check out yours, put them side by side. Competition time.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Actually, I've sort of seen Dave Lamb's bum. So stand up a minute and turn around. And now drop your trousers and pants. Oh, it's nothing like
it. He's not falling for that again.
It's nothing like it. He hasn't even got a moustache.
So, Baz, what was that story the other day where you turned
how
up?
How can
to
you
be
move on
devil?
From this story a minute?
I'm bored of bums.
Barry's bum is a stunt bum. What did you have to do for the bum? Like, was it a big stunt? Was it a big fire and explosion?
It was like in a shower. It was like the sort of gag at the end of the sketch.
Why didn't he want to show his? Nobody would have known it was his bum, and now everybody thinks it was his bum anyway. But it was your bum.
No. They would have known it was his bum because it was.
How would they
his
have known
character.
It was his bum?
It was his character, but he didn't want to do the bum shot, so I did the bum shot.
Yeah, but everybody would think, the whole point of your bum being there was that everybody think it was his bum.
Of course.
When you're a double, that's the nature of the work. Wait, Sean, I haven't finished with this. Come on. Let's drill down into this one. Barry's, Dave Lamb, everybody thinks your bum is now Dave Lamb's bum. So what was the point of him hiding his bum in the first place?
Yeah, but
doesn't make any sense.
Not that many people see my bum, and it would be a bit of a coincidence if someone saw my bum and then went, oh my God, that looks like Dave Lamb's circa 1998.
Did you get somebody to apply makeup to it, Barry?
No, I wish I had done that.
You can't put makeup on somebody's bum.
Of course you can.
Well, I know you physically can, but you can't. Well, all right. I've worked in lots of television and things like that. I've had lots of makeup done before various studio shows.
Yeah, but you haven't had a bottom.
You haven't been naked.
I have sat in many a makeup room with many a makeup artist over the years, but I cannot imagine saying to them, listen, if I drop my trousers and pants, could you do my
no,
could
you wouldn't do that. You'd have to be in a role that had your bum out.
Yeah, but even then, you can't ask a makeup artist to do your bum.
Of course you can.
Can you?
You have to.
What if you had your front bum out?
What do you mean?
Would you get that powdered?
Do you mean ladies' parts?
I was thinking I've got men's parts at the front of mine.
I know.
You haven't seen them, but I have.
But imagine if you were in a film and you're playing the part of someone who had some terrible bum skin disease. You'd have to have proper makeup.
Listen, I've had many makeup artists over the years work on me, but I don't know any of them well enough to give them a call.
I know makeup artists.
You know
I've worked with loads.
Give her a ring.
I don't know if she's ever worked with anyone naked, but I'll find
Barry.
Out.
Get her on the blower. Let's ask her. I want to know if she's ever done a bum. Maybe she did Brad Pitt's bum.
Nah.
It's unlikely she would have worked with Brad Pitt and me.
And his bum.
You never know. They get around these people in TV industry, Barry.
Hello, Jill. It's Barry. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Listen, I'm calling you. We're recording a podcast. I'm with Rod Gilbert and Sian Harris. We're doing the Froth podcast. And so, I know it's a bit weird, but the reason I'm calling you is about a story to do with Brad Pitt. I'll introduce you. This is Rod and Sian. This is Jill, my
you
makeup
sound
friend.
Like...
Hey, Jill.
Hello, Jill.
Hi.
Jill, the reason I wanted to talk to a makeup artist, and Barry very kindly nominated you, you'd be glad to hear. There's a story, right, in the paper about Brad Pitt. Have you ever worked with Brad Pitt?
I met him once, but I didn't do his makeup.
Where did you meet him?
I'm intrigued now.
He was loitering, and I do mean the word loitering, outside the makeup tent when I did Live Aid.
Oh, wow.
Did you have to tell him? Do you have to tell him to skedaddle?
Well, in the end, I said, can I help you? Thinking that they were a couple of this bloody entourage of people. And he sort of went, could someone do some makeup for me? And I said, yeah, of course, come in. And before I could say sit in my chair, my supervisor obviously saw him from a distance and shot in and insisted I bugger off. So
no.
No way.
You got gazumped.
So I definitely got gazumped.
Now, do you know whether the supervisor who did the makeup, did they do the makeup on his bottom?
No, she didn't. No. Excuse me, my cooking's just going off.
Is that a smoke alarm or your cooker? Or the alarm
it's
on the
really
oven
hot
going?
Chat.
All the talk about Brad Pitt.
Yeah.
Timer, sorry about that.
Not at all.
No, gosh.
Right, quick fire questions. Is it, have you ever done anybody's bum? Is that possible?
Is that a thing?
Well, if you had a spotty bum and it was a naked scene, then possibly yes. Or maybe they want him to look tanned or something, and maybe he had a white arse and they just wanted to make it blend in.
You mean get rid of like tan lines and stuff?
Yeah, so either he's got a spotty bum, Brad Pitt.
Spotty bum, or maybe it was some light
tan
white lines.
Hey, one last question and we let you go, Jill.
Okay.
On the off chance, have you ever done Lorraine Kelly's feet?
No, I've never met her.
That's all we needed to know. Thanks, Jill.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
Thanks,
bye.
Jill.
So that's one story. Brad Pitt has makeup applied to his bottom on the Legends of the Fall set in 1994. This is the third story. Ed Sheeran really loves tomato ketchup. He likes it so much, apparently. He likes it so much that in his local cafe, they've even put an emergency supply. You know, like you have a little, in a fire thing, you know, you smash the glass and inside there's a little hammer in there, reserved for emergencies. They've got a little, inside a little glass box, they've got a bottle of tomato ketchup reserved for Ed Sheeran in case there's an emergency in the cafe and they run out.
Why don't they just get another bottle and stick it on the shelf?
I think it's a gimmick.
Oh, okay, cool.
I mean, it can't be really seriously thinking about a tomato ketchup emergency.
Yeah, how much of an emergency could it be?
Look at this. They've literally got a display case in the corner of his local cafe with in case of emergency for Ed Sheeran. And inside is a bottle of pristine tomato ketchup. And it says here, Ed just really likes to be treated like any other customer. Anyway, those are your three non-stories of the week. So which one is our winner this week? Ed Sheeran's love of tomato ketchup, Lorraine Kelly ditches the heels, or Brad Pitt's makeup bottom?
I think Lorraine Kelly not wearing shoes is the least newsworthy.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Because, you know, isn't it?
Well, that's what we're going for. That's the frothiest.
Yeah, frothiest. Putting makeup on Brad Pitt's bum is like a big deal.
It's quite a story, actually, isn't it?
If that was... I would still be talking about it if that was me.
That's only just come out.
Yeah.
Mind you, I've known you for 20 years, Barry. I didn't know you were a bum double.
Well, on that bum note, I think that's all we got time for. That was. Thank you very much. I enjoyed that, folks. Thank you very much to Barry Castagnola, our guest co-host. Thank
My
you very much to Sian Harris. Rosie's fast asleep down there. Thank you very much, nonetheless, Rosie. Thank you very much to Josh Widdicombe, who we spoke to on the phone. Thank you very much to Dave Lamb and his bottom.
This sounds like an acceptance speech.
It does sound like an acceptance speech. I'm just trying to remember all the people he's spoken to.
I'm annoyed that you haven't thanked my bum yet.
But when I thank Dave Lamb's bum, really, I was thanking your bum, because Dave Lamb's bum hasn't done anything, as we know.
He kept it covered up.
His bum did nothing.
I'm always the bridesmaid.
Thank you very much, everyone. You've been listening to The Froth. You can go to thefrothpodcast.com and I don't know why you'd go there. And you can rate, subscribe and like, or like and subscribe and rate. Even if you don't forget to give it 5 stars, even if you thought it was crap. And we are on all social media, apparently, at The Froth Podcast. And you can get in touch about any of the features. Do you want me to run through them again?
No.
The Froth is a Llanbobl Vision production produced by Barry Castagnola at Russell Up Productions.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out for a chance to win the French Open title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV, live in HD. Don't miss a moment with daily live coverage and match replays on demand, beginning Monday, May 20th. Be there for all the unforgettable moments. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.